Thank you for your warm welcome, and it's a great privilege, and it's so good to come again to spend time with a great family of CRC, and especially Pastor Trevor has been a great friend and great pastor and a great servant leader, and in many ways from Sri Lankan brothers look up Pastor Trevor's leadership, and it has been a great blessing to many of us, and I'm very happy to come again to Narendra, and especially being with you this morning. It's a great blessing to me. Every time I come to Australia, my Waterloo is to speak in English. So you understand what it is. Waterloo, when Napoleon, final war was he has to face at Waterloo. That was the big challenge for him. So, same as this. But this morning, Auntie John was telling me, sometimes you feel nervous when you when you come up the platform. I said, yes, of course. The nervous is to speak in English. That is the third language of us. And but she said, we don't need to nervous. Your English is fairly good. And she said, the Holy Spirit is there. Amen. So always the Holy Spirit comes to the situation, what we face, and then He is there to help us. Amen. So I strongly believe this morning the Holy Spirit is helping me, and He is in me, and He will bring out what is what has to be said this morning with you. I would like to read scripture from book of Philippians chapter 1 verse 2 to 6. Few words I would like to read before I share my heart with you. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you all, making request with joy for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. So as Paul says to Philippians, here I am sharing this scripture because your church, the CRC Narendra and Pastor Trevor and his leadership team, has been a great partners in the work what we are doing in Sri Lanka. Many, many years, this church is working along with us in many ways. Your financial support, your prayers, your presence, and your friendship, and every time when I come, you make me feel this place as my own home. And also Pastor Trevor cannot be forgotten from my family. All of my children always be thanking God for our papa had a good friend, which is Pastor Trevor. So they have a great respect for him, and also from our field. All of our field members really feel very comfortable with your pastor, and every time he comes there, he never shows his different person to us. Every time when he come, and even his team come, they make us to feel they are one of them. And the same way when I come here, they make me to feel one of them. So that is one of the essence that we have received from this end. also not only with Pastor Trevor, but also the CRC family has given a great encouragement to us to serve the Lord in the land of Sri Lanka. Sri Lanka is a beautiful nation, but because of so many difficulties with the different ethnics, war and civil war and religious prejudice and all sorts of things in our land. But within that, if I could say that we are there because many of you has been prayed for us and praying continuously to us, toward us, and also you have been a great blessing to the work what we are doing, and you are a good partner in the gospel of Christ in our country for a long, long years. And I trust that this friendship and partnership will be continue till the Lord returns. So, from my bottom of my heart, behalf of all the CRC family members, I bring greetings to you all. So this morning I send a message to my trainee pastor to convey the message to our church that I am in Narendra with Pastor Trevor, and I said this is the place that I feel very easy and very comfortable, and I just ask them to pray for you all. I trust we are ahead of the time here, so definitely they will pray for you today too. And there are a lot of stories in our side, and a lot of things what God is doing the last many years in the work what we are doing in Sri Lanka. So few of the stories, that the good stories, so I need to share with you. As you know that the bigger family of CRC decided with the guidance of the Holy Spirit, with the agreement of many brethren, to purchase a land in Colombo to build a facilities for the CRC work to be used for advancement of the kingdom of God in Sri Lanka. In the year of 2010, we bought the land with support of many of Australian CRC family members, and also with our local people. In the year of 2015, the foundation has been laid. Since then, there are a lot of difficulties we face with the natural climate condition. But beyond that, we know that place has given by the Lord. And miraculously, that place has been found for us to get that place to build the national center. And since we begin to build a building, there was a neighbor who, she is a community leader of that place, and also she is a chairman of vigilant police committee, and also she is involved with the politics and very much influenced with the political side. And this particular radical Buddhist lady is really opposing the building to be come up, and she has been to many departments, and the contractor told me in his presence nearly 25 different times she brought the authorities to stop that building with a police escort. And every time police come with the siren into that place, that gives a bit of a unpleasant look for the community. So that's the way that she was creating that, trying to convey the message to the community that these people are, the wrong people are coming here. And the message was given to the people that the Christians are coming here and they are building a church and they are going to be the nuisance to us. And they named, you know, like we are the people who are hooting and shouting and disturbing the neighbors, which is neighbor, I mean, the community doesn't like that. So that's the way she was creating the atmosphere, and also she brought so many different authorities to stop the building. But thank God, from the beginning, we have gone through all the legal legal departments, and we got the approval, and which is miraculously God has done that. And it is not easy for us to build a church in a new location in Sri Lanka, because it is very hard to get the permission. But God was with us, and He always with us, and helped us to get through it. But every departmental people come with the police squad, and when they go through the papers, when they build a building, they put an office inside of the site. So in the office, we put a big approval plan of the council. So every time they come, then they go through the paper documents, and they say nothing wrong is here. So they walk away. But she was failed in every step what she have done. But by the time 2017, the building almost finished, and then we wanted to dedicate the building. So, but still this lady was opposing and giving wrong messages to the community. And we were praying, and we called many fasting and prayers, and also we sent a message right through Australia, and many churches prayed together. And we asked two things from the Lord. Lord, change her heart or shift her from this place to another new place. So God answered the prayer. How He did? I was talking to our team. Is it good for us to invite this lady for our dedication of the building? And everyone said yes. And then and the question is, who is going to invite her? Who is going to face her? And then ball came to my hand and said, Pastor, you have to go and see her. And then I was a little bit reluctant, but again, I thought it would be good if I could take a box of chocolate. And previous months, like month of October, I came here, and then I was thinking all this all the time, and then I took a few chocolate box, but one chocolate box particularly, I meant this has to be given to this lady and invite her to come for the dedication. And then days are very closer and closer, and then 2 weeks ahead, I just shared this with our team people. This is what I'm going to do, and they're also happy that they're taking chocolate to her, and then she'll be happy. That's what they thought. And but my son was opposing, and he said, Dad, I don't think that's a good thing. Inviting her is a good thing, but giving a chocolate, she's a political involved. She's involved with the politics, and also she's with a different group of people, and she will interpret that we are trying to bribe her with the chocolate. And that's natural what he said to me, and that was the wisdom of God. And then I told my son, okay, what you are saying is true. In our scene, if someone is opposing, someone is really work against something about what we are doing, and then if we try to give something to them, that interpreted as a bribe. So that's I mean the time that God really used that wisdom. And then I told my son how I am going to see her. He said, I'll come with you, so you don't need to be panic. So he initiated that he is coming with me. So we both went, and with the invitation card, and we invited her. And she's much reluctant. She took the invitation. There's no smile at all in her face. Sarcastically, we see something in from her face. And then said, she didn't say that I'll come or not. But anyhow, we, with a good heart, we invited her. But she came for the dedication. But I didn't see, because there are many of our branch church people, and many of them were there. But some of our team members said she was there, and before the services end, she walked away. But still, even after that, she don't want to face us. She don't want to talk to us. And I tried to purposely made few times to see her face to face, but she ignored. But the, soon after the dedication of our building, we just moved our church from the previous place to this place, new place. And we dedicated the building in the month of March 30th. And month of April, in Sri Lanka, in many places, the dengue fever is spreaded in many places, and especially the place where we live, the place called Dehiwala, is very badly affected by the dengue fever. Within a month, in our area, 24 people died. It's like a plague. And dengue breed within in the fresh water. So now we were challenged to pray for this, to Lord to intervene and to remove this plague from our area. By the time, my son was working as an engineer at the network engineering company, Australian company, and two of his colleagues, co-engineers, are affected by the dengue, and one was died within a 3 days time. So that's really a chaos at the time. So we all got together and we prayed, we seek the Lord, and then immediately some thought came to our brethren's heart. Okay, praying is good, and what we can do for the community at this time to stop this breeding the dengue. So we realized all over the drainages in our area, in the immediate area of our new premises, is blocked in many drainages. Council never take any attempt to clean up. So there, someone proposed that, why can't we do the cleaning all this area? And then proposal was really good, and then 60% of the church people got together, and they came the following day with a shawl and broomstick and all these gadgets. And we got down to the street and we begin to clean up all these drainages. And then community people were so stunned. Someone who is fairly, you know, good dressed, and then they were working in these drainages, that is very unusual to our community. And then some of the community people came out of their house and they offered some cool drinks and milk and some shortages and all to our people. And they were asking who we are. And they said, we are the people of the new neighbors to your community. And they are so happy with that. And this lady got the news, and she also came, and she couldn't say anything because the community is getting to knowing us and getting closer to us. And then she immediately said, you people doing a good thing here. And then what was really happened is she also began to work along with us in the drainages. And publicly she confessed, I was the key person to oppose to build this building. All this time, I was nasty to these people because I got the wrong message about these people. I got the message that they are coming here to damage their religion, to damage the community. And the message that I received, these people are not good for us. So for that reason, I was opposing and an influence in the community. And she said, in front of many people, and said, I am sorry. I never realized the church will do good things for the community. Since then, she's become our friend. And then eventually, she was approaching us whether we can have a community meeting in our car park. Because they were doing the community meeting in the Catholic center, which they had some problem with them. And then she approached me. Then I asked all of her brethren whether they are happy with that. They said, yes, we are here to serve the community. And then we allow them to run once a month, 1 hour, community meeting in our car park. So very first meeting, what was really happened is, from the council, one representative came, and the police department, one chief police officer came, and village head, the government appointed a village head came, and then she is the chairman of the community, and when she was addressing a meeting, very first thing that she said, she was highly talking about the church, and she was highly talking about the church people, and introducing all these high authorities, these people has come here to bless our community. So how it had happened? God intervened her heart. And she became a vocal to our church now for the Buddhist and the Hindu community. The church is here. They are representing the Christ who does the good thing for the world. Amen. That's not the way she conveys. But she says, she tells the church is here to bless the community. I'm so thankful to God. He answers our prayers. Amen. So that is one of the good story about for us to move into the new place and doing the Lord's work in the new facility. And this facility is really open for all of our development, the ministry, training and educating and doing all the other departmental work for the ministry's sake. So we thank you for all of your partnership. I know this church also contributed towards our building. So God is doing good things with that. And the second story that I would like to share. This, you have been long-time supporters of our children's home. So there are so many stories I can tell you what is God is doing in the life of our children. All of our children from a very, very remote, untouchable community, these children came out. But God has given for the future to our children, to speaking to many of his children's heart towards our children's who are in the children's home. And the thing that God is doing in their life is first is they are able to find a place for their refuge, which is our Bethel Children's Home. And every single children come through the child probation authorities. They screen them. And they find that if there's a real need only, they will send the children to the children's home. But authorities identified Bethel Children's Home is the place where the children can be properly cared and properly nurtured. So every time when the need of the children arises, and they call our manager or the matron or the our warden and find out the authorities if there is any space for one more child. And if we say there is no space only, they will send you to other homes. There are six children's home in the same village, but all the other six children's home are not Christian children's home. One is Catholic, the other one is, our one is the Christian one. So these authorities, most of them are Muslim, Islamic belief, persons are working in the authorities, and also senior probation officer, one Mr. Nayuddin, is a Muslim. But I have met him in many occasions. Every time when he was talking to me, and they highly talk about our Bethel Children's Home, and he told me very personally, said, first, whenever the kids come through their departments, they always wanted to find out from our home whether there's a space for them to come and begin their life there. So we have a good credibility because God has given a dedicated, committed, God's loving and people to serve our children. So I am really grateful for all of them who are working with our children's home. And when these kids come into our home, first they see the difference, because in their villages they never be loved by anybody else. Even some of the children who have parents, because of so many things, the family is separated, and mother doesn't have any financial stability to look after the children, or the father is affected by the war and become deformed and things like that, and they don't find any love in their families. So when they come here, the very first thing that they receive the love of Lord in our home. Almost all the children who came to our home, they were came out of the Hindu background. They never know the love of Jesus. But once they come into the home, they see the difference, and they really emotionally they have been blessed with the love of Christ. And I can boldly say more than 80 children has been to our children's home, and every single one of them found the Lord Jesus in their lives. And our children has been well cared with their food and clothing and sheltering and educationally. That is the one of the fortune they had in our children's home, because many of the children, when they come first to our home, they never been to school, because in their villages they didn't have a school due to the war. So 30 years there are so many places school has been closed down and all. So once they come into our home, we wanted to educate them, so that we send them into the school, and most of the children, and they have received a good education. But only one thing is always lacking is English. That is what, when Pastor Trevor recently asked me that there's one sister willing to come and serve with our children, I said if she could give at least 1 month, and also if she could teach the English to our children, that will be really great and helpful to our children. And then Pastor spoke to Tracy, and Tracy willing to come for 1 month, and she came and she did a very good job with our children. She's able to do the foundation English lesson with our children. So, last O-level exam. O-level exam is to approve for the high school. So, in that O-level exam, one of our boys' home child called Daniel, he got 8 A's, which is the highest rank in the region. And because this child is able to receive the education after he come to this home. And with the support of all of our family, our CRC family, this child is able to receive a good education. Only subject he failed is English. Even before the exam, I am visiting very often now. Twice a month I used to visit them and I stayed with them for 5 days, Monday to Friday. So I have spent a lot of time last few months with our children. And Daniel, before the exam, he was telling me, definitely I'll fail English. I said, don't say that. Try. And try to do. He never received that. And then after the exam, I asked, how was it? He said, I did all the subject very well. And then I asked, what happened with the English exam? And he said, as soon as I got the paper, I felt fainting and then I slept whole time. I didn't do any of the questions. And he told me the truth. And it is true. He failed English. So, but he is able to succeed all the other subjects. And one of his brother also in our home, and he was doing the high school exam, and he and another brother, other child called Aaron, so they have finished their high school exam and they're waiting for the result, and both of them are waiting for a good result, and Daniel's brother Benjamin is really waiting to get a first standard of regional result. So anyhow, He's really doing well. So, what I am saying is this. If the children's home doesn't given any room for them to come to get their lives to be developed, I don't think they would have been lost somewhere. And first and foremost is they receive the Lord. And also all the blessing what God kept for them and they are really having. So we would like to say a big thank you, all of you supporting for a long time to our children's home. So there are many, many stories I can tell how the children's home is progressing, how the children's has been blessed. So this is one of the story what God is doing with the children. And also we have a farm. We still not developed in a big way, but our former farmer, when he came to our farm, I think I shared this testimony sometime back. He was a Hindu priest, but in one miracle of God, he is able to open his heart to receive the Lord. Because one time we sowed the seed and rice, nearly 5 acres we did. And first 2 weeks, we had a fairly good rain and then crops begin to grow. And after second week, there's no rain. The sky like a frozen plate. So when I went to the farm, this Hindu priest, he served as a priest. But after he came to our farm, he didn't go back to Hindu temple. But he is complaining me and said, sir, this rice is dying, no rain, there's no any evidence for the rain, so we are going to lose it. Then I smiled at him and said, this is the season of rain, so can't we expect some more rain? He said, sir, you have no idea about this farming. See the sky. Sky is so clear. There is no evidence for the rain. And then immediately the Holy Spirit prompted me, just to pray in front of this person. And then I put up my arm and I said, Lord, you are the Lord who sent rain. So right now, send rain for this field to be prosper. And I said, inside of me, I was praying, Lord, do miracle, not because of the rice farm, but because of this man. This man's eyes need to be open. I just went after prayer, and he was laughing after my prayer. And still he is trying to convince me, no evidence for the rain. After I went to the Bethel Children's Home, after 3 hours, rain started to begin to rain and shower. And the following day when I came in the morning, purposely to see this man, and he said, your God is the true God. And his heart was enlightened. And he's opened his heart to receive the Lord. And since then, he committed his life to the Lord. He was walking with the Lord for many years with us. Last few years, he had so many physical issues, and then he wanted to resign from us, and he went home, and still he is going with the Lord, and he baptized, and he is in the church life. So now we have found another young Hindu family to work in the farm. I need you to pray for the Lord to come into their hearts too. Whatever we are doing in the region, our main focus is to bring Christ into their life. And I believe God will open the hearts of this farmer and his family also to see the greatness of our Lord Jesus. And I'm very convinced. So there are a lot of things God is doing in the land of our Sri Lanka. So this morning, I would like to share something from the scripture. I think that time is running so fast. But this is the recent months, God challenged my heart. I have been going through a difficult time last few months. One after the other, crisis came into our life, especially the physical. Physically, I was so targeted, and I have gone through, and then emotionally, I was so down in few months, and literally, I was in bed month of July, August. 2 months I was in bed. My hip had a bad hip, and veins entangled in between the spine and the disc. I couldn't do anything, so I went to native doctor, and then he gave us a lot of medicines, so I had to be laid in the bed. So it's something like block my run. Something is hindering to go forward and do the things of God. So in that time of trial that I was asking a lot of questions deep in my heart, and also physically pain, and other hand emotionally I was so downed. And in the time only the Lord began to speak to my heart, what is in your bank? So this thought is really challenged me. And I came across a story. In the year of 2009, the large plane made an emergency landing in the New York Hudson River. The name of the pilot is Chesley Sullenberger. But this pilot safely landed the flight in the Hudson Taylor, and no casualties. You must be heard that truly happened this. So I was reading his story. And after some time, they asked him how he is able to land smoothly without any crisis. Moment of crisis, he is able to land the plane in the Hudson Taylor River without any casualties. So the media was asking him. And he said, one way of looking at this, he said this, might be that for 42 years, I have been making small regular deposits in this bank of experience, education, and training. And on that day, I'm able to withdraw the deposit which I deposited little by little. And the time of crisis, I'm able to withdraw in a big way. What did he speak into my heart at that time of trouble? Most of us will at some time face crisis. Perhaps it will be at a job termination or the result of medical test or the loss of precious family member or friends. It's in those times that we must dig down deep into the resources of our spiritual bank account. Here I am sharing with you my experience last few months. Physically, it's a big challenge. And also in the field, I face big challenge. Many of our workers suddenly become, they are so dedicated, they are so sold out their life. Believe me, when most of our workers who came to serve the Lord with us, without asking any payment, but as a church, as a CRC family, we committed to pay at least 1/4 of standard salary. 1/4, not full salary, but willing heart. So many years they were working with us, trusting God, believing God, and seeing the provision of God, and enjoying the blessing of God in many ways. But suddenly, except one worker, whoever I met last few months, they feel very cold and much disappointed. Or like something is influencing in their life. So this is a real chaos and real crisis, especially being a leader to lead the team in the service of God. But I realized, even though I was going through a physical suffering, I took in a positive way, God is trying to speak to my life at this time of, which is, others' eyes is resting, for me is going through a pain. But again, this is the thing that God spoke to my heart. At the time of crisis, do I have deposit, spiritual deposit, for me to draw in a big way? This morning I would like to encourage each and every one of you. We all face crisis. We all have moments. But our God is never leave us, never forsake us. Amen? He is there to help us. When we call upon His name, He comes through the situation. So I am so encouraged by this challenge, because I am able to see something God is doing in my life. And what might be fine there. If we have enjoyed a deepening relationship with God, we have been making regular deposit of faith. Hallelujah. Last few months, the Lord made me to get closer and closer to Him and make more relationship with God. I thank and praise God. The level of faith is begin to rise. And I see the changes. Here I am standing with you with a much healthiest hip. I'm strong. I couldn't travel even a half an hour at that time in our car. So now already I have done 2000 kilometers since I came to Australia by surface, sitting long hours. I'm trying to, you know, shake and see whether there is any symptoms, but there is no symptom at all. God healed me. It's not because of who I am, because who He is. In faith, the Lord, the Holy Spirit, has encouraged me to make more closer to Him, and I am convinced that little by little we are making deposits to draw at the time of crisis. I would like to read some scriptures. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, 9. For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though He was rich, yet for your sakes He became poor, that ye through His poverty might be rich. We trust the promise of Scripture that God is just and faithful. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 32 verse 4. He is the rock, His work is perfect, for all His way are judgment. The God of truth and without iniquity, just and right is He. Hallelujah. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 3. But the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. So what we have gone through, what I have gone through, it may be the crisis or moments in our lives, but He is so faithful to keep us in His faithfulness. God's love and grace are available when His children need to make a withdrawal. Hallelujah. So through our Lord Jesus Christ, our Father God, make us to come with boldness in His throne of grace. I encourage, dear brothers and sisters, even somebody may be going through a hard time at this time, but our God is so faithful. He is faithful in His promise. He is faithful in His work. He is faithful all what He has done for us, through us, in us, through His loving Son, Jesus Christ. Be strong. Psalm chapter 9, verse 10. And they that know thy name will be put their trust in thee, for thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek him. Praise God. Remembering God's faithfulness in the past strengthen us for the future. Amen. Hallelujah. He is so faithful. So in our past, but remember, the past is, He is so faithful, and that will make us to be trust Him in future. Let us bow our heads and pray. Great is your faithfulness, O Lord God. Each day we see you provide for us and show us your mercy, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, you brought me in this place to bring the good report what you are doing in our country, in our lives, and also you have given me the thoughts to share with your children. And the time of crisis, you challenge my heart. What is in your bank? In my spiritual bank, do I save little by little, spending time and making more relationship with you, Father? At the time of trial, you make me to get closer and closer to you, Father. And you never fail us. You never forsake us, Lord. You are continually working in your life, and continually we see your providence in our life. And in many ways, Father. Father God, I pray for my dear brothers and sisters who are in your presence at this time. Maybe someone would have going through a hard season of time. But Lord, I pray they know who they are. And you are in us. We are in you, O Father. And through your Son Jesus, you made us peace with you, Father. And you are our Father and we are your children. And make us to get closer and closer to you in our daily walk, Father. In this busy world, there are so many things trying to distract, to keep our trust in you. Father, help us through your Holy Spirit to make more deposits in our spiritual bank, which is to make more relationship with your Father. Help your children to understand there's a big deposit has been made by our Lord Jesus. The same time, we need to be much closer to your Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, I pray if anyone suffering with their physical condition, in the mighty name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, your resurrected power to touch and heal them, Lord. I speak the healing of God in their life and the body, Father. Wherever the place they are having a pain and difficulties, Holy Spirit, you are there to help them to come out of that situation. Jesus, your name is powerful name. The name above all name. I speak the healing of God in their body in your name, Jesus. Let them be healed, Lord. Anyone struggling for the deliverance in their emotional, in their emotion, Father. Help them to come out of that situation. Thank you, Lord, for your healing virtue. Thank you, Lord, for your touch, Lord. Lord, even though we are walking you and you are walking within us, there are times when the crisis come in our life, we have many questions in our life. But we find all the answers in you, Jesus. If someone is in that situation, Jesus, reveal that you are there with them and to give the bright, the pathways for them to walk in faith, Jesus. Let their faith level rise up in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Thanks, Swaminathan. Thanks for your sharing with us a bit of the work in Sri Lanka and also challenging us. Someone once said a statement, I'm not sure who it was, but I heard it a long time ago and it's often come to my mind. It's not what life does to you, but it's what it does in you. And, you know, just as Pastor was sharing today, I thought of that scripture Paul said, when I am weak, then I am strong. You know, isn't it? It's when we come into situations where we just know, you know, hey, this is beyond us. Two things can happen. We can kind of let it distance us from God and we can question God, or we can, it's what happens inside of us, or we can, and we can get discouraged, or we can turn around and say, you know what, I can't do this on my own, never could. And it just brings you to a place of realization that God is faithful and God is there. And as I just call on Him and reach out to Him, actually, that's when He shows Himself, you know, even more powerful. It's interesting, they're the times we get closer because we allow Him. We're always close. He's made the way open. We know that. There's always the potential of being close to Him. We don't have to try to do anything to deserve closeness. But actually what happens is when we're just doing it on our own, we're not as aware of Him in our life. But when we kind of stop and say, you know, this is just too hard. You know, I'm out of my depth, or I can't do this on my own. And as I said already, the reality is that we never can. So we kind of come to that realization and God maybe says, finally, you know, now I can do something. But it's then that He shows Himself powerful, and then we kind of feel closer. We've always been close, but then we feel closer and we sense a closeness that we didn't sense before. Because we're allowing Him to do what He wants to do in our life, to give us the strength, to give us the answer. Again, one of my friends was preaching a few years ago at a state conference, and he made this comment. He said, you know, the only way to experience a miracle in God is to allow yourself to be in a place where you need one. You know, you can always take things into your own hands. You can always just try and control life and whatever. Well, you might not see much of God then, because it's always just you doing what you do. But when you kind of allow yourself to just be obedient to Him and go into a place where you trust Him enough, that's when you see Him do, you know, what only He can do. Do you know what I'm saying? And so, you know, if we're going through a challenge, when we go through difficult times, challenging times, when I am weak, then I'm strong. That's the time when we can just call on Him and let Him do what only He can do in our life. And so I appreciate it, you know, when I hear Pastor Som share like he did today, and the preaching part was fairly short, but when you know his story and you know the things that he's had to endure, you know what he goes through, and yet you see his faithfulness and his closeness to God, you know, you kind of really, it's potent what he shares. It's funny, isn't it, that sometimes in the countries where to live out your faith is the most challenging, that's where you see people. They're people of prayer and they're people of intimacy with God, and they're people who trust God and demonstrate their trust for God a lot more. It's not because, you know, we have the same opportunity, but sometimes it's in the challenging places where we actually let God do more. Is that right? So anyway, just to appreciate your message, Pastor Som, appreciate your life and your example to us. We're going to finish off obviously with a song, and then if you want prayer. I know Pastor Swami is really happy to pray, and others of us are happy to pray with you. Have a chat to him, you know, afterwards, have a coffee or whatever. If you want to come to Coolerman this afternoon, you're welcome to come with us as well. Bless you. Have a great week. Otherwise, thanks, guys. Over to you.